This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Russian forces in northeastern Ukraine already pushed back to near the Russian border, appear to be launching a new counteroffensive 3 months into the war. Authorities in Ukraine's second biggest city, Kharkiv, said Thursday that Russian shelling had killed at least 7 civilians and wounded 17 others. Russian officials have not yet commented on the developments near Kharkiv. China and Russia vetoed on Thursday a U.S.-led push to impose more United Nations sanctions on North Korea over its renewed ballistic missile launches. The vote publicly split the U.N. Security Council for the first time since it started placing sanctions on Pyongyang in 2006. The remaining 13 council members all voted in favor of the U.S. draft resolution that proposed banning tobacco and oil exports to North Korea. It would also blacklist the Lazarus hacking group, which the United States says is tied to North Korea. The vote came a day after North Korea fired 3 missiles, including one thought to be its largest intercontinental ballistic missile, less than 12 hours after President Joe Biden concluded his 6-day visit to the region. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken outlined the Biden administration's strategy to outcompete China in the next decade by investing in critical infrastructure, bolstering supply chain security, and working with allies. In a long-anticipated speech to an audience in Washington, he said the U.S. intends to shape the strategic environment to ensure Beijing does not move the world away from universal values that have helped shape the international order for the past 75 years. For more news, please join us on our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. Senate Republicans on Thursday blocked attempts by Democratic lawmakers to start debate on a measure to combat domestic terrorism as the two parties spar over how best to control gun violence. The Democratic-controlled House of Representatives approved the measure last week following a racially motivated mass shooting in New York in which a white teenager is accused of specifically targeting and killing 10 black people. Democrats attempt to start debate on the domestic terrorism measure coming 2 days after a teenage gunman killed 19 children and 2 teachers at an elementary school in Texas, failed on a 47-47 vote, far short of the 60 needed to overcome a Republican filibuster. Democrats, who have failed for years to overcome Republican opposition to tighter controls on gun sales and background checks on gun buyers, are making another effort to reach a compromise with Republicans on gun control legislation and the aftermath of the Texas rampage. Japan will open its borders to foreign tourists next month for the first time since imposing tight pandemic travel restrictions about 2 years ago, but only for package tours for now. The minister, Fumio Kishida, says Japan will allow the entry of people on tours with fixed schedules and guides beginning June 10th. Tourists from areas with low COVID-19 infection rates who have received 3 vaccine doses will be exempt from testing and quarantine after entry. Japan this week is hosting small experimental package tours from 4 countries, Australia, Singapore, Thailand, and the U.S. That experiment, which involves 50 people who received special visas, not tourist visas, is to end on May 31st. The coronavirus mutant that is now dominant here in the U.S. spreads faster than its Omicron predecessor. It is adept at escaping immunity and might possibly cause more serious disease. The new variant is a member of the Omicron family, but it carries a mutation called Delta that was a feature of the variant that was dominant in the middle of last year. This appears to allow the virus to escape immunity from vaccines and prior infections, especially if someone was infected in the huge Omicron wave that swept the world late last year and early this year. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.